Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. I haven't really been doing many shows about Dexter New Blood because I don't want to spoil anything, but it's getting good. If you watch Dexter or are catching up with it, you've got seasons 1 through 8, I believe. This is probably going to be a one-off. That's all I'm saying. It's good. There are so many twists, turns, and bends. It's truly a cat and mouse game. Dexter, New Blood. In some aspects, this is the same Dexter. In other aspects, this Dexter really, he's totally changed. He still has that dark passenger. There's other things that are coming into play. There's other responsibilities coming into play. And next week is episode 10. And then that's it. I know some people are scared that it's going to be like a Sopranos ending. Remember that? Where it just goes dark and the credits start to roll. And people, you know, their theory with that is that Tony dies or whatever. And all that other shit. But Michael C. Hall, this role fits him perfectly. I know that there's talk that they're going to do like a catch up to 6 Feet Under. I don't see him reprising that. But with Dexter, this is just, oh my goodness. Everything that's happening is happening. Shit is hitting the fan. It's such a great cast. It is just crazy. It's crazy, but I enjoy it. You know, and I am just in awe of this season. The creators really have the creators really have just done a really good job. I mean, there's a lot of unanswered things that we probably won't get answered. What happened to this person? Or what happened to that? But at the same time, I think what matters is the arc of these characters. There's a lot of new characters, there's a lot of old characters, but at the heart of it is Dexter and his dark passenger. If this is a one-off, I'm gonna say that Michael C. Hall is probably gonna win something for it. Awards aside, you know, when Dexter was around, Dexter was playing, you know, up against other shows, you know, he would never win, you know. There was Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and then there was Breaking Bad. So you had these two crazy shows on, you know, that are competing for Emmys and all these other awards. You've got Breaking Bad, and you've got Dexter. Both are, I remember when I was watching Breaking Bad, my aunt said to me, "Don't you watch like a comedy?" And I did. I watched Chelsea Lately because she was like, "Oh my God, their shows are so dark." Because Dexter, you know, he's this vigilante. And then Walter White is Heisenberg in Breaking Bad. So there's a lot of crazy shit going down. I want to give a shout out to my friend Zia, who is also a podcaster. I haven't seen her in a while. Happy birthday. Her birthday was January 1st. You know, we're still reeling after the loss of Betty White. And no, Dexter didn't do it. But this, at first when I heard that Dexter was going to come back, I thought, okay, tying up loose ends, because that finale sucked. If you've ever seen the finale of Dexter, it sucked. People were kind of like, very rarely are viewers satisfied by a finale. I was very satisfied by the Breaking Bad finale, because that he really went out on top, or bottom, or whichever. It was a firestorm. It truly was. With Dexter, I don't know how it's going to go down. I don't want to guess. I belong to from the clips that I've seen, it kind of might be similar to how Psycho ended. And Psycho ended, if you remember, it was all in his head. Is this all in his head? Is this... Okay, I will give a crazy scenario. In the 80s, you know, Dynasty, it was all a dream. In the 80s, Saint Elsewhere, that world existed in a snow globe that the kid is playing with. What if this is all existing inside Dexter's mind? And they just cut to him, and he's still a blood splatterer. And that's it. An alternate universe. That's what I could, or he's been in a psych ward for a long time. And this is all just, it's like Dynasty. It's all a dream. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Maybe that's how Dexter could end. Dexter New Blood, by the way. But I don't know. I mean, the groups that I belong to, they just seem to... They have all these little fantasies and try to piece this together and this together. I'm just going to go on the fan... Or like with Newhart. Remember Newhart? It was all a dream. It was all a dream. That really could be the end of it. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen in this time of blood and oil and snow? I mean, it's... There's some wicked shit that went down on this Dexter New Blood that I really can't talk about. But I encourage those of you, if you don't have to binge it, that's fine. But yeah. Just watch it. Watch it. You will be pleasantly surprised by Dexter New Blood. A lot has changed. A lot of things have opened up. And a lot of... I think new things are going to go down. There's new characters. And you're gonna get... You're gonna get a big surprise. Sometimes it's good to get a surprise. Sometimes it's good not to. You know, it's not good to just go ahead to the book and read the finale. It's good to just let it be surprising. Let it knock you around. Let it knock you out. And that's the Dr. Seuss Film Podcast, basically, in a nutshell. We are at the 9th episode. Next week is probably the 10th and final episode. So if you're binging, you better binge fast or just watch the final season. Just do it. I urge you. Unpleasant dreams.